Republican State Representative candidate Kathy Beard is running for elected office for the first time.
There's a lot of need in our communities. I definitely have seen that in my volunteer work.
She saw Joe Moreau's retirement as the perfect chance to get more involved. Her opponent in next week's primary, Mike Smith, ran unsuccessfully for the 22nd district seat in 2014. He saw this year's race as an opportunity.
We don't like the direction where Delaware is headed. We've focused on a lot of issues that are good for folks, but if you're not focusing on jobs, then the rest of the stuff, how do you do it? We're just worried our kids won't want to live here.
The two Republicans agree on several issues, including one unresolved during last legislative session.
We should 100% do budget smoothing. It just makes logical sense.
What it does is it allows us to take a surplus in a year when we have more money than expected and be able to put that aside for another budget year when we have a deficit instead of raising taxes and cutting services.
And both say district residents want change in education. Kathy Beard.
We could look at our funding formulas and how money is distributed based on special needs. There's also opportunities for piloting various initiatives based on what teachers of the year might think is a good idea or educational research. The Delaware Can organization has some good ideas.
Smith thinks the state has lost its way on education.
So many times it's come down to traditional public schools versus charter schools, and that's not the argument at all. We all have the same goal, and that's to provide a best education for our children.
He sees consolidation as one solution.
School district consolidation is one thing you need to do immediately. Just from a procurement standpoint, that'll save tens of millions of dollars. And then guess what? Let's take all that money and pour it right directly back into our classrooms.
Both candidates see healthcare as a big issue. Beard says she'll work on improving mental health care options and reducing medical malpractice insurance costs.
That will also help us with availability as doctors are tending to move out of state because of their insurance rates being so high. I would also like to look at turning around the very high rates of infant mortality and maternal mortality.
Smith points to his work at the University of Delaware Star Campus, where he modeled a prevention and wellness partnership with the business community.
Did that lead to more efficiency at work? Yes, it did. Did that lower your health care costs for you and your family members? Yes, it did.
Smith bills himself as strong on economic development. He serves on county and state level economic development councils and committees and has developed a legislative proposal for what he calls the first state innovation zone.
We really are what is a hotbed for the rest of America. You have the farms, you have the big city, if you will, in Wilmington. You have this big bio life science, health sciences corridor developing down there at the Star Campus. And I think if you put all of those things collectively and merge it with the top tier research that's coming out, so if we get an infusion of capital, I think we can reinvent Delaware in a really nice and collective way.
He also hopes to get more money to improve infrastructure in his district.
We actually have the second most interior roads here in the whole state of Delaware in District 22. The problem with that is every legislator gets the same amount of money to go ahead and use for road repair and maintenance every year.
Beard wants the Equal Rights Amendment passed and to improve efficiency in state government.
We need to take a stronger look at where we spend our money.
Beard says her background in business would help her compromise and negotiate across the aisle.
I've worked in so many roles with so many different kinds of people. I can work to agree on solutions to the problems that we have.
She thinks her ability to listen to constituents would help her appeal to Democrats.
People talk about divisiveness, but I'm really not seeing that. I'm seeing a lot of commonality of what people are looking for.
Mike Smith and Kathy Beard face off in the Republican primary election on September 6th. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.